Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi mama, would you do me a favor? If you've been listening to this podcast show for a little while, one of the things that you can help me out with and that would make a huge difference would, if you're enjoying the show, would you please pause this for a minute, and if you're listening on iTunes, go and leave me a review. That would be the best way that you can support me right now. This is how I can spread this show and get it into more listening ears and how other mamas can get the support and encouragement they need. I would really, really appreciate that. All right, let's get back to the show. Hey mama, welcome back to my show. Today I want to talk to you about what it's like to work with a coach. What is a stress coach, and how did I become a coach, and what is my mission, and how I can help you. So I want to tell you a little bit about my story. If you don't know yet, I'm just going to quickly tell you about it. So a few years ago, I went to therapy because I was struggling parenting my youngest son. And he was just my child, the one that would get into everything. He was the one that I could not just have him be next to me and just play quietly. He was the one that would just move a chair, climb the counter, grab the knife at, like, you know, 18 months old. He was the one that would, like, create a Lego stick out of his Legos, and like big Legos, and open the lock on the door. We had the special lock that we would put on the top of his door to have him stay in his room. He would open the baby gate. He was just one of those kids that was just a little bit extra challenging for me. He is still a great problem solver. I think he will do really well in life. He's one of those that will survive if you leave him on an island. He'll figure out a way. He's amazing at problem solving. But besides the point, I was struggling parenting him, and I felt like I was doing similar things that I was with my older two, but it just wasn't working. So a friend of mine, who's much older than me, she suggested for me to go to therapy just to, like, figure out maybe I can get some sort of, like, tips or supports from there. And I did go, but it was just not what I expected. I was introduced to a whole new world that I didn't know anything about, honestly. I was introduced to the world of gentle parenting, and I don't know if you listened to any of the previous episodes that I talked about, but gentle parenting, it's different. It's different than traditional parenting. It is really focused on having a connection and a bond with your child, and when you're emotionally connected and their needs are met, they feel seen and understood, and their emotional tank is full, there's a lot more chances they'll cooperate with you and just be on the same page with you. And yes, they'll still have resistance, but it's instead of, like, making and forcing and threatening your kids to do things, it's like guiding them and directing them and still setting boundaries and limits. But it's just a little different. And it had a lot of it was like coming alongside my kids when they're having an emotional moment and just being there with them in that emotion and allowing that feeling, but allowing it to be safe and not destructive. Either way, besides the point, my struggle was that when I tried implementing the strategies and the tools that I would learn in therapy, in the heat of the moment, I would forget what to do. I would go back to my old automatic ways. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know I talk about the brain science about it. What happens is that the part of the brain that helps you it would stay emotionally regulated. When you're triggered, that part of the brain shuts off and you go into emotional part of the brain and your thinking brain is off and you're having a hard time remembering the skills that you have. And besides the point, COVID hit shortly after that, and it felt like chaos city. I felt like I was running it empty. I felt reactive throughout the day. I felt stressed out and overwhelmed, and I felt like I was just constantly failing at this new way of parenting that I wanted to work so desperately because I could see the benefits of it. I could see the value of it. I wanted to do it, but I just felt like I was a failure day in and day out. Besides the fact that you're breaking old automatic ways, what I figured out was that it felt 1,000 times harder when I was running an empty, when my needs were unmet. It just felt so much harder. Around the same time, I bought a course. It's called Unburdened by one of my favorite influencers. Her name is Ali Casaza. And in that course, it talked about like decluttering your day and your life and kind of creating a day that supports you, creating healthy habits, ways to like, you know, journal and process your emotions and just doing things that truly fill you up. And one of the books she mentioned in there was The Morning Miracle. And I listened to that book, and that was very kind of eye-opening and transformational to me. At that point, my kids were sleeping through the night. I'm like, what if I get up early in the morning? What if I do meditate? I hear so many good benefits of it. What if I say positive affirmations over myself, like about my motherhood? What if I journal every morning? What if I read a book or the Bible? For me, like being a Christian, it's the Bible and praying. What if I do all these things in the morning when my kids are still sleeping? What if I get up at 5 in the morning and actually do those things and just do some deep breathing and doing some movement on my body? And that's what I started doing. I was so motivated and inspired to actually start implementing it. And guess what? I noticed a significant change in my life. I noticed a huge change of how I felt internally. Because I was supporting myself physically and mentally and emotionally, and I was doing healthy habits that supported my well-being, I noticed a significant change in how I felt internally. Yes, my kids still triggered me. Yes, their emotions could still get out of hand. And granted, this was all during COVID, okay? This is when like everything went downhill. And we were home with our kids all the time, right? And so I just noticed a significant change how I felt internally. I was just more calm. I was more grounded. Even when my kids would experience emotional moments, I would just get less sucked into it. I felt less grouchy. I felt less agitated, less frustrated. And then I was thinking about like, well, what about other moms? Like, I'm sure I'm not the only mom out there who feels like she's failing with this whole new way of parenting. You know, there's so many amazing accounts that I follow on social media that talk about gentle parenting and kids' emotional needs and all these strategies and how to talk to them, things that you can say, things you don't say, all these ways to support our kids so then our kids have more emotional intelligence, are emotionally regulated, are supported. And I'm like, I feel like there's not enough support for moms. It is so much harder to come alongside your child who's struggling when you are struggling yourself. Like, for instance, if you're having a hard day, you're so emotionally and physically depleted, you haven't had a moment to recharge, and then your kid is having a meltdown, it's 1,000 times more triggering. It's so much more harder to stay more calm and grounded and take deep breaths and all of that yada yada stuff that we all know is important and things that we know what to do. And the thing is, I've taught this before in my other podcast episodes, but when you are so tired, when you're exhausted, that part of the brain, your thinking brain that helps you make all the positive choices and remember all the skills, it gets shut off. And that's why you go back to reactive mode. So yes, a lot of these accounts do talk about like, yeah, you should take care of yourself as a mom. You need to prioritize your needs, all these things, but they do not go into detail all the healthy habits that you can implement as a mom to actually be more calm. They say, oh yes, take a breath, But guess what? If you're exhausted and you're so tired and you're so overwhelmed and you have all these things on your to-do list, taking a breath doesn't always help. Like, we need to kind of like audit your lifestyle so you're just more grounded and patient to begin with. So that is more of your baseline. We're not just working on in the moment things, we're working on like overall your lifestyle, the kind of life you lead, so you're less triggered to begin with. And that became my mission. So my I help statement is I help overwhelmed moms reduce the mental stress so they can respond with patience and calm. Okay. In my program, in my one-on-one program, I focus on teaching you skills and strategies, and we audit your life, really. We delete, delegate, let go. There's so much mindset work, so much stress we put on ourselves because we think we should do things. We let go of so much of that. We set healthy boundaries so you are less overwhelmed and stressed to begin with. So you're just more calm and grounded on a regular basis because you do things proactively every single day that support you. Every single day. Just about every single day. Sure, there's exceptions here and there, but it's part of your lifestyle. So then when your child is melting down, when you are having a harder day here and there, there's so few in between and were the times that you react because you're just internally feeling so much better. So let me give you an example. Imagine that you're just running on empty. You feel like you're running in fumes all the time, and you feel so agitated and frustrated almost all day long. So you finally put your kids to bed, and you sit down on the couch, and you just scroll through your phone for hours. And you're just trying to escape going to bed because you don't want to face tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to feel dreadful. It's going to feel heavy. Again, you have to do all the things. You're already like dreading the day. So in the morning, you're sleeping in as late as you can. You hear the baby screaming, and then you hear your toddler yelling for you to wipe their butt. And you get up and you're in this reactive mode right away. You're already frustrated and agitated. You feel like you haven't had a moment to yourself. You feel like a hot mess. You go help your toddler. You're annoyed that the baby's screaming. You're like, oh, why did you guys already wake up? I just want to rest. I just want to sleep. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. That's what you are feeling internally. And then you feel mom guilt. You feel mom guilt that you are not being the best mom for your kids, that you feel these feelings towards your kids. You feel resentful and bitter towards them, that they even have needs. Let me tell you, my dear mama, this does not have to be your norm. This does not have to be your life. We can change that. That's where I come in, okay? When you work with me, you sign up for my program, one-on-one coaching. As of now, it is $7.99. There is a payment plan if you are interested. When you sign up to work with me, one of the first things we do is we look at your lifestyle. We look at your day. What are some things in your life that are heavy, that are draining, that are overwhelming? There are a lot of times moms do things and put on their plates because they think that's what a good mom does. And technically, they don't even have to do it. They just do it and they create extra stress and overwhelm. So their brain goes into stress mode. They're more frustrated. They're more agitated. They're more annoyed by their kids, and has nothing to do with their kids. It's just because they have so much on their plate that they took on because they are either a control freak or feel like a failure if they delegate or, you know, hire some help or just not do it, you know, and just say no to their kids sometimes. Anyways, there's so much mindset work that goes into like auditing your life. We audit your life, we figure out what's not working, and then we start out with the basics. I do teach this a lot. I mention it a lot on my Instagram. I do talk about this in my podcast too, but oftentimes moms don't notice why they're so reactive, and it's because their basic needs are unmet. The reason they're so reactive is because, yes, they're overwhelmed. They have too much on their plate. That's one of them. But the other thing is, like, they forget how important sleep is. They forget to eat meals. And as you know, even any toddler, any human in general, when they're tired and when they're hungry, they're easily more triggered. That's anybody. And you know why? Because that's a basic need we all have. And when that need is unmet, you will be more frustrated and agitated. And oftentimes moms are like, why am I reactive? Why am I such a bee towards my kids? Why am I always angry and mean? Well, guess what? You stayed up too late because you spent hours scrolling on Instagram because you're trying to escape the reality. That's one of the things. We need to shift that, and we'll work on boundaries with your phone and all of that. But you're also like not getting enough sleep. And you're also probably getting up, rushing in the morning, you don't eat breakfast, and then you're wondering why you're snapping and yelling at your kids. You wake up and your stress levels are at its highest. We have to learn to calm that nervous system down. I teach so many of those skills in my program. We figure out something that works for you. I have affirmation recordings. I have meditations there for you. We figure out things in your life that are not working. And a lot of this is shifting the way you do things and implementing healthy habits and deleting some unhealthy habits. Does this require work? Yes. Does this require commitment? Yes, it does. But if you are in a place in your life where you're sick and tired of the way things have been, you don't like who you are as a mom because you're constantly yelling, you're constantly overwhelmed, you feel like you're so stressed out, you feel like you're mean towards your kids, literally, you just don't like who you've become. And top of that, mom guilt consumes you because you feel like a complete failure at being the mom you desire to be for your kids. If you desire to be more calm and patient and compassionate and come alongside your kids when they're struggling and be able to teach them and model to them how to stay emotionally regulated, then this is for you. I teach you a lot of strategies to process and release stress, how to process and release any negative and challenging emotions, how to calm your nervous system down, how to create a plan, things that you can do in triggering moments so you don't act on those triggers, how to communicate your emotionally charged, you know, feelings and emotions. And this is not just for you. This will benefit your whole family. Imagine if you are more calm and grounded to begin with, to start your day. Imagine when you can model to your kids how to handle frustration and not just scream and yell. Imagine that you can actually communicate with your spouse without screaming and yelling because you know when to take a break and walk away, and you communicate that, not just shut down. You actually communicate that. There's so much benefit from this, okay? This is not just for you. This is for the rest of your family. Your spouse will benefit from this. Your kids will benefit. Your mental health will benefit. Your emotional health will benefit. Your physical health will benefit because you're just going to be less stressed overall, okay? So this is kind of the work we do in my program. When you are done with this program, you will come out on the other side feeling so much more grounded and calm and patient, and you will feel good about yourself as a mom. You will feel confident that you are the best mom for your kids. You will have all the tools and the skills that you need, and you will actually implement them, not just me teaching them. The reason I do one-on-one coaching is because we have this Voxer app that you and I message through. We do weekly Zoom meetings for the 6 weeks. It's 60 minutes. We do a Zoom meeting once a week. And on top of that, Monday through Friday, we have Voxer support. And it's a walkie-talkie app. You can message on there too. But we talk about things that you're implementing, the things that we talked about this week that you learned, and if you're actually implementing them. If you need me to check in with you every single day, I will do that. I usually message moms every few days just to check in if they're getting up in the morning, depending on your schedule, right, and your lifestyle, kind of the season you're in. Mornings don't work for everyone, you know. We figure it out what works for you in this season of life. Either way, I keep you accountable. I am your support system. I am there to encourage you and to root for you so you actually step into it and take action and all the things that we learn, okay? So often We know what to do. We don't do what we know. And if you're one of those people that learns all these things and listens to these podcasts and you don't actually implement majority of the things and you don't see the change in your life, then this, mama, this is for you. Okay? This is my program. This is for you. Does it cost a lot? Yes, it does. But guess what? When we pay that much, we do the damn work. Sorry for those of you who are Christians and I just swore, I'm sorry. But you do the hard work, because when you pay something and it costs you something, you do the hard work that needs to be done. You can do free videos on YouTube, or you can hire a personal trainer. Where are you going to see the results? Where are you going to show up and do the work? Where there's accountability. We're 90% more likely to be successful at something when we have accountability. And that is what I'm here for, okay? So as of now, the program is $7.99. It will go up in the future, probably even in the near future. As a coach, my job is to help you implement and improve yourself moving forward. I want you to step in the version of the mom that you deeply, deeply desire to be. And you already are that mom. You just need a little bit of extra help and support. And that's what I'm here for. All right, mama. If you want to learn more about my program, the details are in the show notes, things that we cover in the program, things that we work through. You can either DM me directly through Instagram. My email is also in the show notes. You can set up a sales call. We can talk about if this program is a good fit for you. I also offer free stress management calls. If you don't know if this might be the best thing for you or not, and you kind of want to get to know me a little bit better, book a free stress management call. It's free. It's 30 to 45 minutes, and we kind of go through a couple things in your life that are weighing you down right now in motherhood. We work through that, and you walk away with some actionable steps that you can start taking today. Anyways, I am so glad that you got to listen to this. I'm so glad that you're here, and you have a wonderful day, mama. Hi friend, did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.